Zurich.
Nekoč, zunaj mesta, že daleč od prahu, je živel Kosten v zeleni samoti. Hodili so ga gledat, kaj ti bil je čudo svojega plemena. Vzbrstelo mu je popje že zgodaj v marcu.
Upiral sem se spanju, dokler nisem slišal vsaj treh pravljic. Tistih, ki jih je mama poznala, je kmalo zmanjkalo. In tako si je začela izmišljati nove, pobirajoč drobce že povedanih, naplavljenih na obalo.
Kmalo so zagledali obalo. Morje je bilo mirno. Brez vetrje in čista svetloba se je razlivala po vodni gladini.
V današnjem kulturnem obzorniku sem z vami Nastja. To, kar ste slišali v uvodu, pa je začetek zvočnega sprehoda Vrtatis, ki se je premierno odvil v torek 13. maja v sklopu Coninega abonmaja zvočnih sprehodov v Severnem mestnem parku, natančneje v parku Rastoče knjige. Zvočni sprehod združuje drobce Cankarjevega Kostanja posebne sorte s fragmenti baročne poezije Grigorija Skovorode, krimsko-tatarsko pesem Alija Kenže Alija, ter jih prepleta z avtorsko fikcijo in dokumentarnimi izkušnjami vojne v Ukrajini. Avtorici sta ukrajinska zvočna umetnica Tetjana Korošun ter pisateljica in jezikoslovka Felisa Ko. V današnjem kulturnem obzorniku objavljamo drobce pogovora z umetnicama.
Tried to mix two words, Ukrainian vertatis, which means to come back, and Slovenian vrt, which means like come back to the garden.
Slišale ste glasbenico in zvočno umetnico Tetjano Korošun. V svojem zvočnem delu se Tetjana nasploh ukvarja z izkušnjo vojne. Predvsem jo zanima zvočenje izgubljenih prostorov. Tako je tudi Vrtatis zvočna vrnitev izgubljene, odtujene prostore.
There is a really nice idea of Ukrainian writer Taras Prohasko, which I am using now a lot in my creational process, that there is people of landscape, people who, for example, I will tell it easier, that behind every person, always some landscape, and this is kind of mind, your mind landscape. Something you close your eyes and sometimes you just go there and your thoughts are actually developing on the background of this landscape. And usually this landscape is somewhere from your home, which you really know really good, and you can point out every little detail about it, even subconsciously. And yes, for me it's very sad that I can't see this landscape again, and I wanted to share these stories with other people who are not seeing this landscape again, and of course I want to gift it to other people, not being like to, just to make the connection that we have this in common, and it's very important sometimes even to come back to your own, this landscape, even if you are not from occupied territory, if you're just living your normal life.
Zvočni sprehod prepleta dokumentarno s fiktivnim, kanonsko z avtorskim. Kot pritiče parku rastoče knjige znotraj Severnega mestnega parka, zvočni sprehod v svojo pokrajino tke glasove slovenskih in ukrajinskih velikih literarnih imen. Felisa Ko pojasni to odločitev.
Actually, the point of connecting Slovene and Ukrainian culture is exactly the point we were trying to make along the way. So it's kind of weaving together Slovene and Ukrainian experiences, right? Both with language and with literature. And that's when we started to think about the dialogue between two characters. And one of them was quite clearly Grigorij Skovoroda. And another one had to be some Slovene cultural figure. So I kind of weaved my own personal experience in Slovenia because I've been told several times that the choice of Podobe's son is quite unconventional. But the thing is, that was the book that I worked with for Cankarjeva Nagrada in Srednja Šola, which was my second year of learning Slovene. And that was the time when I was like, oh wow, this guy can do stuff.
Kostan posebne sorte, ki ga slišimo v zvočnem sprehodu, se zdi kot točna izbira prav zaradi bogatega simbolizma življenja, ki vzklije iz kosti. Zakaj ste se v tej kulturni izmenjavi med slovenskim in ukrajinskim izročilom odločili prav za ukrajinskega baročnega pesnika Skovorodo, pa pojasni Korošun?
Why I chose Skovoroda, of course, because I love him. I really love him because he's one of the most prominent, not just writers, but the philosophers of Ukrainian Baroque epoch. He founded out a really, really beautiful approach, which is named chordocentrism. It's heart central, I don't know, point. So he was speaking always that people need to make decisions from the very divine and very deep part of themselves. And he pointed out that everyone, okay, we live in society, but society has its own points of success, and everyone kind of stuck into gaining, I don't know, more money, more property, or more other things. But in the end, what makes you happy? This is the most, the biggest value. And he pointed it out in Baroque epoch. And he was kind of road movie guy because he was traveling a lot around Ukraine and Europe. And he was just directly telling his poems to people. He was very big part of just, you know, bigger democracy, which we're building there. And yes, his narrations, they are funny, they are very symbolic, they are very full of light.
Kot poudarjata že avtorici, se jima je zdelo pomembno raziskovati povezavo med slovensko in ukrajinsko kulturo. Tako med sprehodom zaslišimo zgodbo o dvojini, ki je nekoč obstajala tudi v ukrajinščini.
I found out this thing when I was learning when I came to Slovenia as a refugee. I started to attend the course in Slovenia, and then I found Dvojina, and then when I started to speak, I remembered few songs, folklore songs, Ukrainian folklore songs, which has the same words inside. Not, for example, Kolihala mate dvi dityni. Not dvi dityni, but dvi dityni. And I remember, oh, my grandma was so telling the same. Dvi ruci, dvi nozi. This is our variation of dvojina. And when I found out that in Slovenia it's preserved and it's used, and when I found out that in Ukraine it was banished because of Soviet Union, it made me, you know, connection, really big connection as well with Slovenia. So I somehow found here which I lost there a long time ago and I didn't know I had it.
Prepletanje dokumentarnih in fiktivnih pripovedi ter konkretnih in abstraktnih zvočnih pokrajin je gladko, ni jasno določljivo, kje se začne eno in konča drugo. Zgodbam in izkušnjam sledimo v nelinearnem časovnem poteku. Nadaljuje Korošun.
A war experience brings you really deep feeling of absurd of all the things, but in the same time it makes you really realistic about what is happening. That's why I'm speaking about all the themes, not because I want to point out that, of course I want to point out that, guys, we have a big war in Europe and it still continue, but I want people to understand it as fast as possible so they can somehow change their lives due to this as well, because we don't know how the life will go on next few years and you really need to be mentally prepared to that. That's why fuck linearity, because no rules exist anymore, unfortunately. We can make these rules and we need to follow them, but this is a rule which Skovoroda talks about. This is a deeper rule inside of you. This is a deeper thing that you need to respect and you can die for this. Otherwise, what the fuck we are doing here? Like, why we came to this place? Why we are in 2025 even?
Kar zaslišimo, pogosto sledi logiki prostora, v katerem se nahajamo. Namesto kronološkemu poteku se zavežemo povezovanju spominov, asociacij in že znanih del s tem, kar vidimo pred seboj. Kako sta se lotili snovanja sprehoda, pove Felisa Ko, ki je poleg prevodov in besedil prispevala tudi k dramaturški zasnovi sprehoda.
Came up with the idea. We just took a piece of paper, we tore it apart, and in each little piece we wrote the part that we imagine, what is in that part and what emotions do we have. Well, like what, how do we connect to that part? And we just mix them up. And then we were trying to like place it, those little pieces like a mosaic of a sort. And we also went with those little papers. We went on the spot and we were just walking around and like, what if we go here first? What if we go there first? What if like we come back here, but not there, but not the other way. And we were trying to piece it together like that. And it was one of the most tedious parts of the project, because it's not a creative part on like for me personally on that note, because yeah, I already have the text and I kind of imagine how it should be put together, but then I need to kind of restructure it, and then I'm like, no, I want this in a different place, and it always is like a bit hard to restructure what you've already done.
Omenjale smo, da je bil za umetnici pomemben preplet slovenske in ukrajinske kulture. Zvočni koncept je podoben. Felisa Ko opiše trenutek, ko zremo v kip Skovorode, pridruži se ji Korošun.
There is the sound of bells, and I think that was a beautiful connection that Tatiana made, because I would never think of their bells, which is interesting because I live in the center of Ljubljana. I hear them all the time. But it was such a beautiful sound work from her side that I love it. I think that it's
bells one of are the, from Ljubljana. Yeah. This is Ljubljana.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we connected it very nicely.
With bells from Kiev, and they like intercross each other and then goes into the sound of Sisi.
Korošun je dokumentarne popise izkušenj zbrala prek družabnih omrežij. Pisala je osebam, ki so razseljene zaradi vojne v Ukrajini. Prosila jih je, naj z njo delijo spomine na prostore, ki jih v življenju pogrešajo. Na to je Felisa Ko pripisala lastna fikcijska besedila. Skupaj z izbrano poezijo in prozo je tako zvočni sprehod deloval kot nekakšna vrnitev k pogrešanim prostorom. Vrnitev, če tudi le prek zvoka. Čez pokrajine spomina se bo zopet možno sprehoditi na Coninem festivalu Topot, ki se bo odvil septembra. Na pot spominjanja sem se s Tetjano Korošun in Feliso Ko podala Nastja. Glasba, uporabljena v podlagi oddaje, je The Four Corners of Heaven od Three Contortionists z Free Music Archive.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.